have an honest conversation about hip hop. E-Skills on production. What up, hip hop old head? King OG. Park Boys in the building. And you know who I be. It's Son Capone. 2017, and we chiseled up the sculpture. The artists making money, but we do it for the culture. Sipping on mimosas, whipping testosterones. A bunch of young men whose dreams is getting closer. Feel my pain, hear the struggle through my chromosomes. Always shift and see the changes on the totem pole. Got them all, yet today got the scrotum blowed. From the coldest flow to summer, sounded so and so. And if they drop rhymes, tell me who your top five. Is it the newer cats pushing from computer jacks? Spit the newer raps and killing on the viewer steps. It's perceived with they performing on the streaming stage. We used to need the aid, now we used to be in pain. And all the streets are paved, boards you want to keep away. And all the alliances and regions that divided us. Let's have a conversation, break away the biases. Let's break away the biases. We gotta break away the biases.
Welcome to another episode of An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop.
Yo, what's up? This is Familiar, Dead Broke Entertainment, all the way from San Pedro, California. Gotta let you know, man, one of my favorite MCs, if not the favorite MC, it's gotta be Marshall Mathers, baby, Eminem, that's Slim Shady. One love, everybody.
What's good? This is Matt. I'm in the city of La Habra. Favorite MC, gotta be one of the GOATs, Big L. It's Big L, slow as hell, though. Bitch, get fucked on the roof when I ain't got no hotel, though. Classic.
Is that another caller? I think your signal is low. Can you talk into the phone? I can't hear you. What was that? What was that?
My daddy kicks the bars, suckers!
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. You already know me, Doggy Diamonds, no filter. But right now, you're tuned into An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop podcast. You need to subscribe to this. You need to like this. You need to share this. Because we had an honest conversation. I don't know what the fuck everybody else talk about. This is honest right here. You need this honesty.
What's good, family? Welcome to another episode of An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop. I'm your host, moderator, Dean Moraney. And as always, I got the fellas with me tonight. So we're going to go ahead and start with my guy sitting directly across from me on the right, the one and only.
It's your boy, Son Capone, the greatest rapper never known, a.k.a. Slick Hearn, giving these baby mamas this summer a quick turn.
Bars, huh?
A little something like that.
What was that? What was that Chick Hearn shit? The eggs are in the refrigerator. The Jell-O's jiggling.
The butter's getting hard.
Yeah, that does sound like some baby mama shit, though, for real.
It's the season, baby.
And of course, the one and only Mr. Moon Rocks, yeah. Out now, available for download. Go to the Honest Conversation About Hip Hop Lisbon page, and you can go ahead and download this gentleman's brand new single for all the weed smokers, cannabis culture out there, the one and only.
Yeah, you already know. King OG in the building. Been supplying that pipe for these females like 80 dudes since the late 80s.
80 dudes? Yeah, y'all don't know nothing about 80 dudes.
Oh, shit.
You wasn't, Jack Steffen.
If you wasn't Jack, if you wasn't watching Channel 9 or Channel 5 or Channel 13, you don't know nothing about that. And I got with me to the left of me, the controversial
Big Pooh, a.k.a. Bootlegs and B-Side.
Man, we got to get that site jumping, man. The Facebook page, something, man. We got to get that jumping.
I've been kind of dragging my feet on that shit. No,
bro, I know you got some other real life moves going on right now, but, you know, we can make that happen.
Yeah, you know, I'll be having to tell these bitches, stop trying to stroke my ego. I'm already stroked.
Oh, shit. And that's us, folks. We're going to have a good time tonight. You know how we get down on the Honest Conversation About Hip Hop, brought to you by the Digital Soapbox Network. And you can find us on Audio Boom, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Anywhere you can find a quality podcast, you can go ahead and find your boys. So tonight, we're going to talk about features. You know, hip hop is something that, you know, originated is basically rapper and a DJ, or somebody rocking the crowd and the DJ, you know, and then you had, you know, groups and duos, posse cuts and things of that nature. But one of, I would say, the dopest thing about dopest things about hip hop is features, in my opinion. So we're gonna go ahead and get into features. So we'll start off really quickly with just go around the room, kind of ask you your favorite feature now and then. So I'll go with you, Sam Capone. I ask you off top, who's one of your favorite cats to that you know features or to be a feature?
Mine would be Jada. I like Jada because he, I mean, as far as fucking with the new cats, Jada come and still bring it on they beats. You know what I mean? And he's, you know, he gonna smash whoever on the verse with him. So I mean, as far as the run from the 90s until now, I think Jada is,
you know, still think he's one of the strongest features out there.
Yeah, because cat, I mean, you know, all the top artists, you know, you don't see like Kendrick and all
the Lox. Period. The Lox as a whole is strong.
No, true that. True that.
All of them, even she. Everybody.
Nah, true that. But you don't see the youngsters really fuck with them. You know what I mean? Because they know, you know what I mean? It's a whole different ball game with these cats coming to the table.
So for you, Jada's one. Just give me another name.
Jada, I think my favorite or just...
Yeah, just your favorite. That's what they're asking. Who are your favorite features? Jada and...
Yeah, right now, that's a good one. I think what's it called? I think right now, and he's growing on me, is Kendrick. I think with Kendrick, when he fucking get out of his element, you know what I mean, like with the Rhapsody, and then the mask off with Mask Power. Off. I like that. Yeah, I flipped that as well. So yeah.
Okay, King OG. You have a favorite feature?
I don't really have a favorite in anything. Too many categories of hip hop because I'm too much of a fan. You know what I mean. Like, I got a couple favorites for everything, but it's a top tier that I got that names pop in mind, like Busta, mm-hmm. Redman, mm-hmm. Bun B, mm-hmm. 40.
Yeah, 40. Mm-hmm.
Cocaine. The Young Eminem was a killing features. Shit, it's a lot.
Let me ask you now, though. Who's somebody that you look like now you jump on YouTube, however you choose to get your content
features,
and you see something
like current music, like somebody like of this generation.
Yeah,
I would have to say Kevin Gates.
Okay,
he's dope with features.
Still trying to get into Gates.
Fucking Young Thug. Even though I'm not into everything that he do,
I can't.
Nah, Young Thug is
It's fucked up because what they got Young Thug doing. I mean, it's all publicity. It's motherfucking.
No, Young Thug. I think
he's actually a talented artist, man.
He's very talented. I think his
trolling and his antics overshadow his real talent. Yeah. Like 6ix9ine, kind of like the. Well,
6ix9ine. I mean.
No, but it's in a different sense. But
he young and he don't have it.
It's like the same talent. Thing though, but just in another way.
Oranges, man.
No, but I'm talking about as far as like people recognize him for the things on the internet more than the actual
right him like but that, him but dressing that's just in the dress
that's just the and, artist, you know what I mean?
Well, so that's another subject in its entirety because that's kind of what hip hop is today because your antics are going to outweigh the music the majority of the time.
Not necessarily. I mean, that's these guys, but I mean, J. Cole don't pull none of that bullshit. I mean, the motherfuckers.
No, but
I'm just saying the motherfuckers that are in the upper echelon, they're not pulling that bullshit. You know what I mean? They don't have to.
Well, of course, because they don't have to. But to get there, hip hop is a whole bunch of cats doing silly shit for the shine.
Yeah.
All these dudes. Regardless of how we feel about their music, a lot of them are doing silly shit.
Well, they
get their
15 minutes of fame, but it's not.
A lot of people only.
Not, it's
they
not
only
guaranteed.
Like they kind of
run.
They kind of like trail weighing into their music after the other shit first.
Right, make a big internet moment and then drop some music, not vice versa. We've talked about this on past shows.
They troll somebody and make them laugh, and then you know what? Let me go listen to his music now because I like the way he was fucking with that person. And I got a kick out of that.
I like this person because of the shit they do and the shit they say. So I'm gonna go ahead and give him a chance when it comes to their music. So currently, you say Young Thug, okay?
J. Cole too,
and Cole feature wise. What about you, Big Pooh? What are some of the names that come to mind when we talk about greats?
Damn, you just killed me when you said greats. Well, I'm gonna say when it comes to commercial shit, I'm gonna say somebody who I always felt like was real strong, mainstream, was fabulous.
Okay.
Really always did his shit, and y'all gonna kill me for this one, but new artists, even though I don't fucking support him at all, I can't take that away from Drake.
Yeah.
So let the record reflect. Big Pooh finally gave Drake. But you know what, though?
I'm glad you said
some,
that.
Some props. He I don't said, know how many episodes said, it's been in.
He said Drake. I'm glad you said that. Hey, somebody I give this him guy his credit. I give him his credit. He killed a lot of features in the commercial world.
Right.
But at the same time, that nigga Drake be doing the Jay-Z trick. Drake be latching on to young underground niggas and street niggas to make him relevant, and then throw his little popular crossover verse on it, suck they flow up. Remember with the Versace shit?
Yeah.
He's ever since the Versace verse, he took that flow and ran back to OVO with that shit and started rapping on his own without them niggas like that.
Right. Fucking, and he jumped on what's McConan, a young boy?
Nigga.
I think it was a young boy from Memphis or Arkansas.
Playboy Cardi, nigga. It's a lot of them niggas where Drake, nigga, like, he strategically jump on niggas that's up and coming with, like,
that's
the underground
smash. That's what he does. He takes your style and runs with it.
But you know what?
Jay.
My favorite all-time artist when it comes to features, still relevant to purists, my favorite is all-time is Scarface, though.
Scarface.
You know who else
Face got some classics, man.
Black Thought is another strong
Black
one,
Thought
too.
Got some really good joints as well.
I thought Sign was going to say it. Nigga, Sugar Free.
I was waiting. I was going to bring Sugar Free up a little later. Sugar Free has had some classic.
He bodied. There's only one verse, and I promise none of y'all heard it, where he actually got bodied on. But he bodied everybody that he worked with.
Sugar Free's style, his delivery is just so different from whoever he's rhyming with.
True that.
That it automatically catches your attention. He has witty punchlines. You know, and you want to listen to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you
want
to listen to him. Check it out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've sat through, because Free, at a period of time, you know, he's a legend and all, but he was working with some subpar cats. You know,
I got to give it to Bela, too. I said 40, but Be Legit.
Be Legit, yeah.
Solid ass features for years, damn near 20 years straight.
So if I had to ask you guys who you think the feature king was accredited, allegedly, or not allegedly, but unofficially, Cocaine, who's done a track with Sam Capone, Bring Me to Your Laces. Go Google that. Put out a statement or something saying, hey, I have over easily 1,000 features. So then they went back, tried to compile the numbers. I think it was like Complex or some shit. I don't know. But they accredited Snoop with the most at 548.
How is that when Lil Wayne did the 2,000 and something songs in the 2 year span? I know that added
Well, they
up
gave
to
Wayne 430 something. So maybe some of those weren't
close.
See, he didn't get credited just like Cocaine did. Basically, some shit was so underground that it didn't fly.
Yeah, but some names up there: Bun B. You mentioned Bun B. Mm-hmm. 2 Chainz. No one mentioned 2 Chainz. Busta. You mentioned Busta, and I think it was Akon. There's that time where Akon was on fucking everything.
You know what? Not to get off subject, but I think 2 Chainz is real underrated.
Yeah, 2 Chainz really underrated. Flow. He definitely can. I like some
I'm
of the newer shit.
I'm waiting to hear this damn album that Tip producing for him.
Tip who?
Q-Tip.
Oh, okay. I don't just
doing yeah. Well, he was supposed to have
a
Kanye
hip hop.
He was supposed
album.
To have a Kanye record. Q-Tip is working with him, but yeah, no, I think 2 Chainz is mad underrated because of what he chew of the. Of who he chose to be early when he was 2 Chainz. He's starting to get back to having some songs that have a little more lyrical content and aren't so.
Because he got enough down. Platform to bend it back now to what he used to be doing.
Right.
You know, he got busy on Static Selecta album. He was shit, he got the best verse on the Prime 2 feature I was showing Pooh like a couple of weeks ago. He had a standout verse on that shit, but
yeah.
We all know Chainz can rap, you know, shit since the Titty Boy days.
I'm gonna tell you another person who did his shit during his time that probably I haven't heard nothing from him in a couple of years was Ludacris.
I knew you was finna say that's what I was just about to say.
And we were just talking about Luda too.
I was gonna say that. I was like, he gonna say that shit. Luda had a run. Even Game had a run where he was knocking down a gang of features that was hard.
So that's a smooth segment. So let's talk about slept on cats. You said Luda. You said maybe the Game might be slept on. Devin the Dude. Devin. I think Devin
slept on.
He's
period.
Almost at GOAT level, I think, when it comes to features. But he slept on. Never, you know.
He's like a major unspoken
hit.
Legend,
right? Behind major hits, man.
And I don't understand why more cats don't go get that feature, especially the cats that are making weed kind of party music or whatever. You know, if a couple of these tracks that are already kind of hits, throw Devin on it. It's gonna take it to another level.
He real selective.
And they, that's what it is.
They work in house, like, you know, they got their whole little get up out there with his production and everything. Cause I was trying to slide him some tracks, and I was talking to my people in Texas, and shit, they at that point they wasn't even accepting tracks from outside producers that's not a part of his camp.
Shit, I'll tell you somebody else who I liked. He may not have a large catalog as far as people he's worked with, but in his features, I always liked him as Twista.
You know who Twist else I just thought too. About, nigga? I had to think deeper as the time passed. Nigga, Juicy J. Even though Sign Gonna Clown and all that, you think about the whole 3-6 Mafia. When it comes to features, shit, they got a lot of fucking hits.
He been around a quarter century doing that shit.
They've been in the game 30 years, damn near.
Yeah, they've been around a long time. Damn, who else are we missing feature-wise that just had some great features?
Pimp C.
Okay.
Pimp C. Andre.
Andre had some cool ones.
I know when Andre came back on Tip album about 5 years ago, man, that's he killed that
Andre,
shit.
Andre, yeah.
I don't know if he got a big sample size of features, though.
No, but I'm saying he make impact when he do come back rarely and jump on people's tracks. He killed that shit.
But you know somebody else who's real consistent and always stands out and kill a lot of niggas on their own shit? Rick Ross.
I was just about to say that. Ross. Nas. Nas is known for the feature killing.
Right.
But Jay-Z at Ross, one point, even though I'm not a Jay fan.
Ross is consistent, man. I'm with you on Ross. I get Ross.
Jay was a feature killer at one point.
And I just started listening to Ross, like, recently.
He started to give him a chance. We used to try to tell you, nigga, Ross makes some solid albums, man.
Yeah, no, but what dragged me in was the production.
Yeah. I told you, production, solid. A1. Yeah.
I still don't like the fake Biggie persona. To me, it's like, that's what you're doing. You're doing big. And I'm not mad. Rep for the big dudes or whatever. You're a cop. That's whatever, you're an entertainer now. I know you're not, you know, doing shit, Porter Man, all this other shit. You know what I mean? Like, but
the real Noriega, so from, don't owe him a couple favors.
Nah, so from the music, I'm starting to appreciate his music. Production is always flawless. And then, yeah, you're right. We were just listening to a song. It was Wale the Way or whatever.
I got one for y'all.
And that beat, and I think it's Miguel on the hook.
Yeah,
Miguel kills the hook.
He got a lot of songs.
Beat is fire as fuck. Wale, whatever. No disrespect. I just don't rock with you like that. The beat, man, the verses were boring. And then Ross came at the end, and in my opinion, bodied it.
You know what?
Ross out-rapped 50, and niggas act like he didn't win that battle and try to overlook that.
Look, one of the all-time greats. I know.
How we didn't get 50 to feature? Nah, nigga, he was killing 50.
Yeah, he was.
Look, we all know Nas is top five, dead or alive.
Easy.
And I heard him kick a verse, solid, classic Nas, and get killed by Rick Ross.
Yeah, yeah. I agree on that one. That one song, yeah. Remember me and you, we that was a mixtape.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that had the John Legend features and stuff on it.
Yeah,
there.
That album.
Yeah, Nas killed it.
So y'all got to play that
it.
For me because I never heard
Nas
that.
Nas killed it, and Ross came on and spit like 45 bars, nigga, and just murdered the whole fucking song. Mm-hmm.
It
was
right.
A rap.
What's it called?
Shit, I can't even think of the name
of
it.
You can find it.
You'll get it. You'll hear it before the night's over.
Yeah,
I think was it on Rich Forever?
Yeah, it might be
the
that
white
though.
And red one, wasn't it?
Definitely. We'll Google that shit. So, real shit, you know who we're sleeping on?
Who?
Nelly and Ja Rule.
Hey, if I can give Drake his props, I can give everybody their props.
We just talking about features. At one point, that was a feature to have across many genres. You know who else we got to give credit to is Kanye when it comes to features.
Yeah, Kanye did his shit during his time.
He did his shit. I'm trying to think who else. We're missing cats, and we're not trying to be disrespectful.
You know what's funny, man? I went back and I listened to B the other day, the whole album.
Which one?
B.
B with Common.
Oh, B. Oh, yeah. Classic.
You know, Dilla and Kanye produced that for Common. Classic. Right. And I was like, damn. I heard the fucking the track with Kanye did the hook for the one shit I'm up all night.
Oh yeah, that's a classic, man. I remember when they were performing that shit on Chappelle.
Yeah. Like, damn, like, what the fuck happened to that Kanye? He wasn't super lyrical, nigga, but that nigga, like, you could tolerate him. He had, like, a meaning to him. Now it's like he done morphed into a whole different person. Like, I can't stand him no more. Like, I don't even want to hear from him.
The energy is different if you observe him then and now.
It's all.
He's trying to be something that it can't be. Or maybe doesn't want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, where he was more freer there with his energy and how he felt. Now he has these moments that are just outbursts of however he's feeling because he has to be some, you know, body in the public's eye. And he said in interviews, the public perception is major to him. Him having to go get liposuction. He said, I did that so you guys didn't call me fat like you did to Rob Kardashian at my wedding and you sent him home.
You know, that just shows you how far detached he is from the real culture now, because that sounds like some bitch ass Kardashian shit.
That's some Extension shit.
Yeah, and also it's probably some mental health shit. And he also said he was addicted to opioids. So it's two different Kanyes, literally, is who we're experiencing, not to get way the fuck off topic. But that's the reality of the situation. Is like, that dude will probably never get back because he's been damaged.
Until he start fucking with Taraji or some shit.
Nah, not a Taraji. You know, he can get a sister from Wakanda. That nigga's not coming back. It's a wrap.
He's gone.
Yeah. It's
no
hope.
I lost hope.
Man, what was old girl jumped in front of the rhino in Black Panther? The rhino bowed. Whatever her name, go get her. And sorry, he's done. He's done dotted, man. You know? As far as getting back to who everybody wants that to be, he is who he is now, and hopefully
I think anybody can be humble, man.
I think he became a victim to his own ego. It's like his own ego destroyed him.
Right, but when there was no one there, see, here's my thing, and I said this on that episode that we did, is he doesn't have any real love in his life, and if people take that is me disrespecting his marriage or speaking on his marriage, I'm just telling you, from a married man looking at that situation, you know what I mean? And what? Everything he's going through, it just didn't sound like he had the real support to say, look, you shouldn't have to do this stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, that's life. And I mean, you saying he can't find that shit? You know what I mean? I mean,
well,
right now,
in the current situation, probably not because he's a commodity.
Well, nigga, that falls back on...
That's a machine.
But everybody get humbled, man.
That falls
man,
back on
shit.
How you pick a woman, too. So, at the same time,
right.
you're not picking...
pick women from porn sites and shit.
No, you know what I mean? On some real shit. Like, nigga, if he had somebody that was solid on his team at that time, they could have helped him through and directed him in a different direction where he wouldn't be on no weird shit like this right now.
He lost his mother.
Yeah, that was a breaking point.
Then he lost his fiance. Am I
well,
incorrect in saying that, or was it fiance and then
Amber?
Mom's passing? No, the original.
Oh,
sister,
the original chick. I forgot about her.
The one that came up with him. Let's
not
forget.
Oh, I forgot about.
He was normal with her.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, you lose the two women that really have your back and are looking out for really you. They don't care about the fame. They don't care about the glamour.
They're fucking with you when
they
you didn't have
you.
Shit. Yeah, you
then
see,
you
yeah.
bounce to an Amber Rose type. Who and no, I'm just saying because
well, he did that. She didn't pursue
no,
him.
No, but what I'm
well,
saying is you bounce to that, experience whatever that was like, and then you bounce to where was it directly to Kim at that point?
There. Yep,
right after,
yeah. And then it's kind of been a downward, you know, spiral. Would you agree?
Yeah,
as most of the men,
like,
most of the people associate with that usually. It's a lot of drama.
I've been watching, even though like I wasn't really a super fan of him. I just dealt with him because he fucked with people that I was fans of that came before him. Nigga, Yeezus has been like the tipping point. His mama and Yeezus, everything has been downhill since then. It's like he's been out of control. Like, he get this genius title. Like, I don't understand it. Kanye make good music and good beats, but, nigga, I can name 20 producers that are shit on that, nigga. And this generation throw around that genius title on him like nigga, like he's Dr. Dre of this generation or some shit.
You know what? Not to change the subject, but there is a major, major artist, feature-wise, that always stood out.
Well, who's that?
That was motherfucking Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's, yeah. He had what?
He didn't have a whole lot of shit, but when he was on a verse, he always stood out.
Yeah, Biggie too.
He had the bone shit.
Biggie too, yeah. But they didn't have a whole long run with doing
he
that.
He did shit like on E-40 shit. He fucked with a lot of Bay Area cats that didn't, you know, reach the light of day. But if you was into that music, Pac always stood out.
He only got to do it for a couple of years. Yeah. Just was fucked up about it. Biggie too. They only got to do it for a short time.
Yeah, that's why I didn't put, you know, Biggs had some cool ones, but I didn't put him on there because it just wasn't enough.
Fall in that category.
Everybody else were naming. Yeah, no disrespect to legends that passed and couldn't really contribute much, but all the cats that we're naming have been doing it for a very long time. And I know we're forgetting some cats, so we won't try to dig up names. But let me ask you this. So this question comes courtesy of Overtime Hustling. Better feature run: T-Pain, Akon, French Montana, or Lil Wayne? I'll start with you, Big Pooh. What do you think about that?
Feature run. I'm gonna say the auto-tune singing niggas may have made a bigger impact, but you want to say run? Then I'm gonna give it to Wayne.
Wayne.
Because I kind of think T-Pain and Akon sort of cancel each other out because they were doing it at the same time.
On the same label.
You know what I mean? And then French. You know what?
I don't know why French's name was in that question. But
he got a lot.
He did
this
shit.
We don't fuck with him, but
he had a run a couple years there.
So let me ask you this question.
But he don't compare to them.
Hell, because French didn't have a Wayne run. He didn't have a T-Pain run. He didn't have an Akon run.
No.
Yeah. So and that's cool. I mean, you know, question is the question.
Say French, nigga. You can fucking
say. So you're going with Wayne.
Troy Ave.
I'm gonna say Wayne just because you can give Wayne probably a solid decade.
Okay.
You can give Wayne a good 2 years where nigga it was nothing but him on every fucking thing. But I give Wayne had a longer run, but I think that what's the name, T-Pain and Akon, them made better songs and bigger hits than him.
It's kind of unfair because they more of singers instead of MCs.
No, but you gotta think about
it. If that's the case, Nate Dogg kill all of them.
But at the same time, Wayne was doing a copycat of them. He wasn't auto-tuning until fucking T-Pain and them came out, and Drake came over to Cash Money.
I'm talking about just verses, not just the singing whiny shit he was doing.
Yeah,
he did have a gang of verses, and Wayne had a long run.
He had a lot of fucking hooks.
His run was
though.
Probably longer than Akon and T-Pain's run.
Hell yeah, all of them put together.
So longevity wise,
I'm gonna throw a name in there. Just
go ahead.
I think Tip had his T.I. Had his time too.
Yeah, T.I. had a run.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if it was Wayne-esque.
No. Wayne is like...
T.I. had a good year or so.
I think Wayne is like what Drake is now.
Right. So is Drake... Would you consider Drake's feature run as long as Wayne's? Is he in Wayne territory already or no?
Might be longer.
I think he might have surpassed him because he's been smiling and shit for about 10 years now. Yeah.
Well, that was like the first album cover, right?
Man, I'm just saying, you know, they like that safe nigga, them kind of niggas. It's a marketing thing. I don't think it's just talent. Like he fits the mold of the safe Negro.
They can relate to him. They feel comfortable with him.
Well, I don't think Drake released as many songs as Wayne did. You know what I mean? Like they kind of. It just seemed
like everything Drake does makes the charts.
Hell like
no, Drake put out a lot of material. That nigga, he worked with the crossover people all the way down.
Yeah,
to the
but if you compare the two's catalog, trapping. Even with Wayne being stagnant, you know, for the last
few
years.
There's no comparison, bro. There's no comparison.
I mean, just level of hit music.
Hell no, Drake.
No, I'm not saying level of hit music. I'm just saying catalog as far as.
Well, Drake for a while, Drake was on a lot of.
Man, Drake has been on like a 12-year fucking run already.
Unofficial remixes. He was killing
it.
Yeah. And releasing mixtapes in that time. And remember, Wayne kind of was very stagnant at the time.
From reggae to trash songs. Nigga, he going all the way down from crossover to the hood niggas. Like,
yeah. But I'm going to tell you, I mean, it's kind of crazy because Drake is a baby of Wayne and T-Pain. And I think that as far as the influential aspect of it, as far as the feature, I think T-Pain is the bigger...
that's what I'm saying.
Is the bigger influence because motherfuckers are still fucking with auto-tune. Everybody is singing now and using auto-tune. And T-Pain was really the first one to fucking revolutionize that shit, you know?
Yeah,
than Roger Troutman and shit doing that shit in the fucking 80s.
T-Pain had a big cultural impact, but so did Lil Wayne. So that's a tough one. But
I can't believe that he didn't get points from fucking the Antares on that auto-tune shit. Like, they work with him now where he got his own version, but nigga, he didn't have no copyrights on that certain tuning that you do to the to the auto tune. Like, you know, you gotta tweak it a certain way. You can't just turn on auto tune.
I'm pretty sure he didn't know it was gonna blow like that.
Yeah, you know? Just some shit that he experimented with and took over the game. You know, died after death of auto tune, but nigga, Atlanta never let go of auto tune. Atlanta kept on, nigga, kept that shit going until it came back.
Does Drake have the success without auto-tune?
Drake don't use auto-tune on everything.
Yeah, not on everything, but a lot of his shit is influenced with auto-tune.
Yeah, nah, because he's had mad tracks with no auto-tune.
No auto-tune.
Mm. I've heard more hit records.
Well, the shit I hear is auto-tune, but I'm not a motherfucker with teddy bears and listening to Drake records and shit like that.
Neither am I. So I'm just telling you, I've heard more non-auto-tune records, but he might have.
You can hear it. I can hear it slightly in this.
But remember, I don't listen to the radio.
Yeah.
So I listen to, you know, Pandora, whatever. So if I come across it
random,
I give it 30 seconds and skip it. So that I've heard, you know, maybe one of those songs could have led into auto-tune. I just didn't give it a chance.
Travis Scott took that whole lane with the auto-tune shit.
The majority of these cats. He the hottest
nigga with that shit, period. Like,
I still don't even know one song from Travis Scott. I probably heard it, but just don't know
it. You just don't know it was him.
It took me a while to figure out who was Kodak, Lil Uzi, or fucking 21 Savage. I lumped them all in one group and said, you can discard all these niggas. But now I actually know the difference.
Listen to him, let me ask you. Who do you prefer, Kodak, Uzi, or 21?
Oh, fuck. I'll fuck with Kodak.
Kodak is way Kodak more talented too. Than them. He got more layers than them.
Yeah. Kodak really impressed me.
I told you Kodak is in just a little
Shout out to Lester, though, because he had me check out Kodak, and I give him props on
kept
that.
Kept trying to tell you, like, that institution. That
you know what? I never gave him a chance either. It just so happened when being around females, they like to listen to different shit than us. Yeah. And then, you know, you see some ass wiggling, and then the song gets stuck in your head. Yeah. And that's just the way it go.
Yeah, well, that's kind of.
I got a twerk video in my phone right now to some Kodak.
Unfortunately,
that's the thing about it. Like,
ass is wiggling with Kodak Black playing.
When you're around people where you're not in control of the aux cord, you fuck around and hear some shit that you wouldn't
some
play
other
yourself.
Shit.
Honestly, like, I saw a photo
of
him.
What the fuck
is this? I saw a photo of him and I was like, oh, that's Kodak Black, just from his look. I don't even want to listen to what he got to say. He looked like he just ain't got nothing to say. And then listened to the music because I had to review it for OTH magazine.
I was shocked. I seen how many heads.
Yeah,
he had.
I was like, "Yo, this is actually pretty dope." Because he was just telling the story. But then I found out that he was kind of influenced by this dude, Big Choo Choo. I think his name is. No disrespect. He's out there in Florida, and he's dope too. Mm-hmm. And you know, it just reminded me of, you know, it was just the reality rap with us at a southern pace. You know what I mean? And it was dope. I was feeling it. So shout out to Kodak on that. Just overall, like, what are your thoughts on features in general? Like, do you feel like we're still checking for features? Are you personally still checking for features? Or do you prefer when an artist is just going solo bolo?
Me personally, I've never really been like, it really never interests me. Unless it was like a legendary pairing. And I was like, oh, okay, let me see what the fuck these niggas doing. But I like to hear a nigga, see if a nigga can hold his own album. To be real with you, I know everybody always praise J. Cole for it. But I've only listened to one J. Cole album. And it was solid. I don't know. I like to hear a cat do it on his own. I'm not going to lie.
It's kind of how you prove yourself as an MC. Like, dope. You prove yourself early on by showing what you can do yourself, and then, you know, you start branching out more as you get older. But to me, I don't credit MCs that do more features than solo shit, because it's like you get to piggyback off of the beat for one, then you get to piggyback off the hook. It's like, before you know it, some niggas be having hit records and you don't hear their ass until 2 minutes in.
It's true.
It
you
be
know,
they song, nigga, and you don't hear they ass until 2:35.
You know what? With
you feel me? Like, that's some bullshit.
With the type of music that I'm into this day and age, probably at right now, you know, not to go backwards, but my favorite feature person right now is probably Action, because of the style of music that I like to listen to. Bronson. I like that vibe, that whole him and Alchemist and him and Schoolboy Q and that nigga Rock Marciano. That vibe is what I'm into.
I think I like Mayhem in the Ring. Yeah. I like action. He up there for me, but I think I like what's the name? Them step. Then it jumped a little bit ahead of him right now to me.
Talk about Benny and them.
Conway and Benny. Yeah, that's like, nigga, I play a lot of that shit. Take me back to like the old
film. Yeah, there's a lot of good young cats out there that are coming through with features. Davies has some dope ass features.
That 38 special Cool G Rap, him and his son. I'm telling you, that shit hot right there. The whole project drop.
Yeah, I'm about to go ahead and check that out.
Yeah, me personally, I like features.
As an MC, as an artist, like what?
No, I like features because that's the fuck's missing in the whole, you know what I mean, culture is the competitive aspect of it. You know what I mean? And motherfuckers don't compete, man. It's, you know, let's play fucking Candyland and cut a record. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see who's banging with who. You know what I mean? And see who's really coming with it and taking advantage of that.
This generation
feature.
Do more features than our generation by far.
No, I know that. But
he's saying there's features. Like, I'm not really going to come for your neck on the record. I'm just going to come save my piece and keep it pushing.
Well, because they're not MCs. So that's
what's missing. You know what I mean?
That animal is like, that ain't in everybody. A lot of these dudes is entertainers. They just rappers. They just happen to rap. They're not technical and they're not, you know, creative with their words like that.
No, correct me if I'm wrong. Did Cube do a lot of features?
I think Cube did. Yeah. I was thinking about that earlier. Cube did a lot of features in the 90s.
Did, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cube did this shit.
I was trying to think about who else, man.
It's kind of hard because it's like that shit covers so much territory in different sections. You're like, damn, it's easy to overlook people.
Yeah, we gonna overlook a lot.
Yeah, because, you know, I could say, like, Guru. When Guru jumped on some shit, I liked it. I always like Guru.
Too short.
Like you said, too short.
Too short.
Yuck mouth.
Yeah. So let me ask you guys this.
Nigga, Quick.
Quick. Shout out to him.
Damn near every feature he got on, he stood out on.
Renegade, which was a Jay-Z record featuring Eminem. It's coming up on, I think, 18 or 19 years.
Damn.
It's birthday.
Fuck.
Renegade, or actually the album, what was that?
What was it?
Blueprint.
Yeah, the Blueprint dropped on Sean Capone's birthday. So you and the Blueprint shared the birthday.
Greatness. Virgos, baby.
So most people say that on Renegade, Jay got 8. So go around the room. A lot of time has passed. I'll ask you how you felt then and how you feel now about that, Sal Capone.
No, Jay got 8. I felt that back then and I feel that shit now.
Same way, yeah.
You know, that shit changed.
Yeah, I feel like Jay got 8 and then once the shit broke down, and it may not even been intentional, but these niggas who, you know, not everybody, sometimes when you don't write, you can easily be influenced by somebody else subconsciously and not know it. He spit a fucking Big L bar. His best bar of the song
was a big L bar. Yeah.
So he took the L right there, no pun intended, just by saying, he came to a fork of the road and went straight. That ain't even his own bar. He lost that.
Yeah. Came to the fork of the road and went left. Yeah, exactly.
So consensus is Jay got washed.
Yeah.
You know what's his name? Royce said that was him and M song first. And he had a verse on that song. It's on the internet. I want to look it up. I think all three of them
are on the record, right?
Are you serious?
No, it's a version. Royce and M. That was a bad meet.
Jay cleared
them
out. Huh?
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to put this out there. Anybody listening to the show, when y'all get a chance to comment wherever you listen to the show at, and tell me where you can find this at, because I only heard it 2 or 3 times and I've never heard it again. On the Dynasty album, Jay-Z, I don't even know the name of the track, with Beanie and Jay-Z talking about their pops. I had the version where Jadakiss had the third verse. And I've never heard that shit again in damn near 20 years. Joe, you remember that shit?
The Can't Be Life?
No. Where have you been?
Where have you been?
Where have you been?
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard the Jada.
I remember Jada had a verse.
Jada had a third verse.
Daddy, where have you been? Yeah. The shit that Rick Ross just recently
did. Did he come in and go, ah! Or whatever the shit he does for the
probably
first
prior
time.
Shit.
Yeah. Aha! It was before that time. To get back on that, the other day I was on the way back from L.A. And I was like, you know what? That was a hard-ass topic, and they killed that shit. But then I heard something the other day, and I was like, you know what? My nigga Sugar Free did it first. When he was talking about how his pops did them and shit. I was like, you know what? I don't know if Jay even heard Sugar Free to come up with that, but Sugar Free definitely used that concept first. Mm. I forgot the name of the fucking song. On the Street Gospel
album. That's my favorite song on the whole album. The one we're talking about his mom, talking about the Creole woman and all that.
I think it might be Tiptoe to
9-7. Dip Diving to 9-8. Yeah.
Oh, okay, nah.
Yeah. That's my favorite song off the whole album. Yep, we're talking about his mama.
Okay, we'll go back on Tiptoe then. So consensus, Jay got washed. Let me ask you another question. Is Jay maybe the biggest name in hip-hop that's been washed maybe one too many times on the track? Am I out of bounds with that? Is that an old head, unpopular opinion? Or I'm going to start with you, Big Pooh. How you feel about that?
You know what? I think Jay exposure kind of leads to that maybe because he was on so much at the time. But at the same time, I know you didn't ask this question. I don't think it takes anything away from his legacy at all. Because he got so much shit where he watched other niggas or just killed the game himself that it kind of evens out. I kind of play it by the number.
But Jay got some bullshit features that niggas letting slide by late in his career. Some bullshit verses. Like
what do you mean? Like the Maya...
Fucking Forever Young is some fucking trash.
Oh, what was that? Was that a YouTube song? Or what
man,
was
that
Young?
Shit was so fucking garbage. What was that one shit that he had?
But what was Forever Young?
Niggas
remember,
I messed up me for. Baby, I don't do these though. What the fuck was that bullshit with him and Kanye on that little beat? Little sound like they was in space and shit.
You know what?
Man, what was that bullshit?
You know what? I can't say. But you know what? You know, besides like niggas like Jada, how y'all were talking about him earlier, most of these cats who was dope young, they get by on their name late and become real garbage because. You know, not to switch it up a little bit, but Young Snoop was hard. Old Snoop is trash can. Go throw that nigga in Cherry Beach and let him sink to the bottom.
Damn. with the baby waves?
Yeah,
that's harsh.
I'm just saying.
So he's super trash now?
I ain't listen to no new Snoop music, but I'm going to say Blue Carpet Treatment forward, garbage. So we talking 10 years at least, trash.
Man, so you didn't like he didn't like nothing off Malice in Wonderland.
all of that shit is garbage.
Hey, that's an album. I remember it. I'm just asking man, questions.
Everything is garbage, my nigga.
Like Beautiful?
Look, Beautiful Part 2 was hard as fuck. Beautiful 1 was, that was Pharrell. You know, that's just my opinion. I'll give it to you like this.
That shit I'm talking about, nigga don't come in until way later in the song and you got fucking classic beats. Classic hooks
for
legend.
Done that for a lot of people though.
No, Charlie
Pharrell
Wilson
is the gift
and
God.
Pharrell.
He giving cats platinum.
Come on
records.
Now.
I mean, to be honest with you, like I can break it down because I've listened to the nigga his whole career.
See, I think people take this shit wrong. Hold on. Niggas be thinking that we be shitting on niggas. These niggas we be shitting on. We shit on them because we've been listening to them for so long that we hold them in a higher esteem than y'all because y'all only known them from the 2000s on. We've been listening to Snoop since he was a fucking teenager. So we know what Snoop is capable of. So that's why we go hard when he throw out some subpar shit. It's not that we don't like Snoop Dogg. He's a fucking legend. We all grew up on Snoop.
I mean,
I got influence in Snoop rapping. So let's get that type of shit out the way. Niggas be thinking we just be shitting on niggas. Like, no, these niggas is legends. We can't take nothing away from what they done. But, nigga, we can say what we don't like. We don't have to dick ride every single fucking song.
Yeah, like I said, I can break it down. In my opinion, it got wore out. It's sort of like All Eyes on Me album. The Doggy Style album was a classic. It was so much music on the radio that you don't want to hear it today. Classic, in my opinion. The Dogfather was okay. Dre wasn't on there. When they did Murder with the Case, classic Snoop. Then when you get to the No Limit Snoop, I like the fucking Game to Be Sold, Not to Be Told album. Even though it was some weak beat by the pound shit on there, he still has some shit on there I like. The Bitch Please album had some alright shit, but then he reinvented himself and came out with The Last Meal, classic in my book, no doubt about it. Yeah. And then probably my favorite Snoop album of all time, which niggas probably wouldn't even guess, Rhythm and Gangsta.
Yeah, Rhythm and Gangsta.
That's probably my favorite. And
no,
then,
not the official version.
The unreleased
version with LT Hutton all over it, not all for real, and the Neptunes doing all the beats.
Hey, that was hard, and then I'm going to leave
shit
Snoop.
With fresh pair of panties on and all that.
I'm going to leave Snoop at... Welcome to the House, where he had E.Y. and all them niggas on there. And then after that, Throw that nigga in Cherry Beach.
Now, I like the documentary, man. The documentary was fucking
horrible. The documentary?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Fred Wreck and all them cats, and he had Booty on there and shit like that. Like, it was some classic G-Funk shit, man. And he had,
Well, you a funk fan, like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, no, that shit was hard. You know
what Snoop record was that with him, Charlie Wilson, and Justin Timberlake?
That was Rhythm and Gangsta.
That was Rhythm and Gangsta, okay.
See, I'm going to tell you where Snoop really lost me.
Hit him with the shout.
I already knew that he was kind of falling off, but I can't even remember what album. It might have been the Blue Carpet Treatment where they were doing the video for, you remember that shit? That's that shit. And when they were interviewing him, the nigga said, I wrote this, and then the DLC heard it and didn't think it was strong enough, so he wrote me some new shit. And it was over. That was it. I'm cool. Your shit is way too simplistic to be wrote for you. Nigga, you spelled your name 100K times in your career.
DLC been helping and Trade even helping with his rhymes from day one.
Yeah, I understand it, but he said that shit so nonchalant that the MC fan in me lost my respect for Snoop. Mm.
So I've always never thought Snoop was an MC, so I've always liked him for
what he does.
What he does.
Yeah. I gave him credit, though, because Snoop, back in the day, Snoop was the type of nigga that'll bust out and rap off the top of the dome. It ain't gonna be no super scorching shit, but he'll freestyle when everybody else is.
He would, but it wasn't to what was on the album that Trey D was right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was, you know.
You know, but you could tell that he was a real... He was passionate about rap.
Yeah,
at one point.
Yeah, he was
a music lover.
Yeah. He was Trey Flavors at the time. Trey Flavors was doing this shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh shit!
Wait, what's that mean?
That mean he would just flow off the top. Remember, remember high school nigga, niggas in high school. Like, man, go get that nigga D, and D come. D Ghost wrote a diss record for that nigga Jerome. I still remember the shit word for word.
I don't remember it,
nigga. I just remember you saying you rope a dope a nigga like my name was Sugar Ray, right? So hey. My name ain't Rerun. I got the shotgun and I'm loco. When I'm 34, we can see us sip one up like Coco.
Oh, wow. I
forgot about that shit, didn't we?
Damn.
I'm ready to go.
You was ghostwriting in high school, nigga.
You don't call a hip hop old head for nothing, man. You participated. Don't try to.
I think I be talking about it. So, yo, any other thoughts on features in hip hop? We never really got to a question. I mean, you think they're needed. You do give credit for cats that don't have the features on the album. But one thing I want to ask is, do you think that there's some artists that really need those features? Is there someone that you just can't get through a whole record of?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's about 70% of the rap game, I feel that way.
I mean, but just
about.
Like it's real voice heavy. Flow-wise.
It's not a lot
just,
of,
not
it's
just
a
because
lot of
it's
cats
Lil Yachty or something.
I would not listen to them on their own for three whole verses or a whole project.
What's this fucked up? Motherfuckers don't have style and shit like, I mean, you know, they got fans but no style and that shit's fucking terrible.
Some rappers are just good at one or two things and that's what they do.
Right,
that's
it sticks their wheelhouse.
And some people are real artists that got more layers so they can jump around and do more.
You know who we're not giving props feature-wise to? Ooh. Baby Bash. Baby Bash had that run where he was on everything. Like,
nigga, we ain't into that lane, but shit, Future ass.
Oh yeah, Future. Future
fucking
huge,
all over
huge.
All the hooks for
like. Gucci. I think Future should.
Yeah,
be.
Yeah, Gucci. How the fuck?
Future
should
have been on that conversation instead of French Montana.
Yeah.
I think it should have been Future. Yeah. You said Gucci. Gucci's out there. Remember that period of time? Jeezy was on everything.
Yeah. That's true. You know, to get back to your other question. Shit, what the fuck was I didn't damn near lost track. Oh, you talking about niggas, can you get through them? I'm going to tell you somebody who I've always liked, but I've always heard him with his partner, and I don't know if I can stomach an album by him. And that's Big Boy from Outkast. I like Big Boy.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Boomer verse was
cool.
You know what? I got some Big Boy solo projects, and they were solid.
Yeah, they're solid.
They were solid.
They're solid?
The problem is, though, just like I as much as people want to Andre... solo record,
yeah.
When I hear Andre and when I hear Big Boy, and they're not together,
it take away
from out. They've just done too much as a collective, and this duo
that
you want to hear them together, especially if they're both doing music. So I think that's just something mentally that doesn't really allow
it's like
me
peanut
to
peanut butter and jelly, man.
You know, fuck with it.
You've been lingering, waiting on to hear that other half. It's like bun without pimp now. You know what I mean? The shit is dope, but it ain't the same though.
And for me though, like Black Star. I love Black Star. I rock with Mos Def.
Talib.
I can't really get I can't really get with Talib. There's a couple stuff that, you know, off a Beautiful Struggle that I feel, you know, and there's like Never Been in Love
he
Before.
He got a few projects that had some shit. I like the shit he did with Madlib. That project was tough.
Overall, like, I just...
It's crazy because we the opposite. I've never really been a Mos fan. I like them. Like, when I first heard Black Star, that first single, I was like, I didn't like that shit at all. But when I heard Respiration with Common on it, I was like, woo, that shit was hard as fuck. Talib, I think he got lost.
You're talking about Redefinition, right?
No, the one with Sadat X on it, too.
The one, two, three.
Yeah, that shit? No, I never liked that shit. Never liked that shit.
So let me ask you this. So Black on Both Sides, how you feel about that?
I mean, he had a couple tracks. I've just never been a Mos fan. You know, we not saying that he's whack, nothing like that.
I agree because there's a lot of people.
Like
I just
said,
never knew this about you.
I never really fucked with Mos like that. And then with Talib, I like Talib, but when he tried to go solo and do commercial shit, it just seemed like everything was like fucking. Like I said before, years ago, like he made Fly On Your Eye music, like some starving African type shit. And I just didn't, I wasn't feeling that shit. Like
it wasn't, to me, it ain't really, that ain't really what, I know what it is that just missing with Talib. He got lyrics, he got bars, he conscious, all this shit. To me, what thing that bring him down as an MC where he ain't, where he should be since he been in the game so long, this nigga raps damn near with the same delivery and the same tone for damn near 20 years straight. You can damn near paste this nigga's verses all into one big ass verse.
But Snoop do that
never,
shit too.
Never
it's
ended.
A lot of motherfuckers that
think
still
about
do
how
it.
Many
Jada
times you actually heard him
up.
Change his tone of voice. It's like the same the same speed.
Just monotone.
The same,
that's what it is.
The same syllable twisting. That's what he do over and over and over. And it's kind of up-tempo, the type of beats and the break beats that he pick. You know what I mean? It's like, he's dope.
Well,
but to me, it
voice.
All sounds like one big-ass record sometimes.
You know, in my opinion, what happened, I can say personally with me, was when Mos and Talib broke through, I was heavy in the Common at that time. Like, real heavy. And neither one of them could stand up to Common, so I never really gave them a shot. And even when he featured with them, they couldn't hang with Common.
You know what? Well, I kind of got on to Black Star because Mos was like a off the head cat. Like the around that time, Raucous, Lyricist Lounge was out. Like Punchline and Wordsworth and them niggas. And Mos used to be the nigga that come in and kill.
Thurston Howell, all the niggas had style and shit.
Mos was the nigga that come in and kill the whole session. So I knew Mos from that. Before the record, so that's why I was a Mos fan more than Talib.
What Miss Fat Booty and all that shit? Remember them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Those were some of the cooler joints, but Mathematics on Black on Both Sides is with the Eric.
Even before that, nigga.
No, that's the album. Black on Both Sides, I think, is just
with
his
the
face.
Afro. It's just his face. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just him.
Oh, okay.
No,
I love
the
it.
One
the one
where
the Alex Taylor.
Yeah.
Shout out to Alex Taylor.
All the way back to the remember I'm Leaving. Remember that? That was way before that.
Most I've always rocked with Mos. Always rock with Mos.
What was that shit? He had a hard ass song. I was playing it for Pooh not too long ago. Nigga, we had forgot about it on remember DJ Honda?
Yeah.
The Asian DJ.
Traveling Man.
Yeah. That shit was classic right there too.
Yeah.
Like I said, I can't take shit away from Mos. We all just have our...
Yeah, we got our preferences, and that's it. That's what's the beautiful thing about this hip-hop here. We can all, you know, enjoy the culture and then have different views. Just don't get hurt about it. This is why we do this show, so we can come to the table and have conversations. So I'm going to put it out there. A lot of people are saying, hey, you need to bring a young head on the show to be a guest. So any young head who feels that they're knowledgeable about hip-hop and you want to get on the show, you know, hit us on Facebook. An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop Podcast. Hit us in the inbox if you're interested in coming in live to the show to discuss new school and this current era, and you'll be the voice of the youth.
We got a whole list of people that want to come on the show, man. They've been waiting for a while now.
Yeah, so let's make it happen. You know what I mean? All
right, start building in.
So any last thoughts about features in general, or does anything else you want to get off the chest before we close it up?
What do y'all think about this this fucking streaming record that Drake broke?
I mean, he's the most popular artist in the industry, so
How do you take an L and then break a record?
Well, because it doesn't matter.
Dodge a battle. I know it don't matter, yeah. But it's just weird from, you know, being a hip hop fan. Like, this shit was not possible back in the day.
Well, I think this now becomes a separation of Drake the pop star versus Drake the MC. Drake should never, ever make diss records again. So I haven't listened to all of the, what's it called, Scorpion or some shit. I haven't listened to all of it. I've heard some songs.
Man, didn't Eve have an album called Scorpion?
Oh, yeah, she did.
What kind of bitch ass nigga is that?
So,
that nigga got dog paws on his titties too.
Oh damn!
I'm just saying, what kind of nigga name an album Scorpion?
I don't know. Drake.
You know Stevie J finger bang him too.
Oh shit!
Yeah. I just gave him his pride. I'm just saying, man.
And he went platinum the first day dropped. Like you said, broke the streaming record for 1 billion streams in a week. And he's the biggest artist, and he's moved past this. And on the record,
and nobody on this panel has ran that shit once.
No, I listened to a few songs.
Are you serious?
I refuse.
Yeah, he's got some hard beats.
Oh,
he's got a beat from Primo. He's got a beat from Premier on there. Boy Wonder. No, there's some hard 90s sounding beats on there. Now he's not delivering bars.
Man,
he's
nobody
doing his best attempt.
Hear that explanation ass shit. Nigga, I heard.
Well, actually, so I got a
question
for you. I
got forced to hear it on Joe fucking broke down the whole song.
So I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah,
but,
so that I was forced to hear some shit. Nobody want to hear your fucking explanation. Oh, this is why I'm hiding my child from the world and then the fucking. Man,
yeah, that was a
completely
trash bar. I knew that,
man,
the album was going to do big things.
If you wasn't going to respond to the shit the way you got exposed, you should have never addressed none of that shit then. Just leave that shit alone.
I knew the record was going to be big when I saw a lot of cats posting a little internet meme of the bar about I wasn't hiding my child from the world. I was
hiding
the
world
from
my
child.
What kind of whole ass shit is that to say?
Cats act all kinds of fireworks and other type of this is dope, man, emojis. And everybody was spreading that. And at that point, I knew if that is all, if
that
bar,
wrote
that
bar and even wit,
oh, it's a wrap. This dude could read the back of a Top Ramen packet right now and go double platinum.
It's sad, man. It fits. That's like it's like slut shaming that nigga. Like he's like Amber Rose in the motherfuckers now. Like hip hop has took a major L with this beige nigga. I'm telling you, like,
you know
for
why?
Real.
Because he made it available to the point the motherfuckers that don't know nothing about the culture have an opinion in our culture.
Because
now
everybody got
that's
a voice. The motherfucker.
These motherfuckers that don't know shit about rap, nigga, they have an opinion in shit now that actually they shit mattered more than the motherfuckers
us. It's like the sucker niggas has taken over. Like, I'm not even just talking about rap. I'm just talking about just in the world we live in. Like this tone, like real shit.
What's name said
look,
it best?
Niggas hate Donald Trump, right? Mm. But you know what? A motherfucker who say dumb, crazy shit and let you know that they saying that shit, not on a respect, like I respect him as a man, I could respect a straight shooter than these pussy ass, crying to their mama type motherfucker that's running shit now.
Yeah,
a bitch told me years ago, not to disrespect women, we saw a skinhead in the store, broad daylight, and I got mad. And she was like, you know what? He's proud to say what the fuck he is. Like, I'd rather deal with him than a motherfucker who's smiling in your face, but they really racist.
Yeah.
And I had to think about that. So, you know what? When a nigga go to jail, you in there with the woods and shit. And they are what they are. And you interact with these motherfuckers. You do what you got to do. I'd rather deal with that kind of person than this soft shit that we doing now. Like, I don't get it.
Even if you don't agree with it, a motherfucker that stand on what they're about, you have to respect
it. Exactly.
These motherfuckers nowadays don't have to stand on what the fuck they be saying and doing.
Hip hop took
different.
An L, man. Like, pussies can take an L and still thrive and be number one. Like, real niggas don't exist no more.
Nigga, they get like, I fuck with Rich the Kid. I always liked him even when he was like the fourth Migo before he left QC.
Okay.
Nigga, and I seen where he, you know, he got robbed and all that shit. Seen him taking pictures and shit with the cast on. Like, just thinking back, like, nigga, in my days coming up, nigga, you was done. Ain't no such thing, nigga, getting your fucking arm broken, your jewelry taken, and nigga, you taking flicks with Bentleys with a cast on. Nigga, man, it's a wrap. But now, shit, a week later, nigga, that shit was over. Nobody gives a fuck. Plug Walk remix with Busted Boy with 2 Chainz and everybody else just dropped. You know what I mean? It's a whole different game.
It's the participation, a participation award generation. You get an award just for participating. Winners don't fucking matter no more, and that's the shame. Mm. Everybody get an award.
Well, I think what Syme you alluded to earlier was the competition is now pretty much eliminated. You know, everybody's eating. Back then, not everybody was eating. Only a few people were eating, so you had to grind your ass off and be the best to get to eat. Now everybody's eating. You could be mediocre. You could be a internet reality star. You could be the dopest MC in the world. And you know what? Everybody's eating. So I don't think the hunger is really there anymore.
It's a lane for anything.
Man. Right. And that's also, the problem. Your music no longer dictates your position. So there's other things that, you know, orchestrate that for you. So you could be the dopest MC, as we know, but somebody else could be attached to the right people, and they're going to go ahead and get that push. So, you know, everybody's correct around the table, in my belief, you know. Yeah. The game,
you know, I'll get one last thought on you, D. As far as the features go, this will be my last shit. I think features are needed. Because a lot of times, like how y'all say, you know, y'all made the point about Most and Talib and all that shit. At one point, it was like on the West Coast, Crooked, Razzcaz, or Corrupt. Like, who is it? And then I actually got a chance to hear a track with all three of them. I didn't think this shit would ever happen, but most motherfuckers probably never heard it, but it was a breath of fresh air to actually hear something that we have been rumbling about for years and years and years. So I really think features in hip-hop is needed.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
It shows, man, who's who and who's staying sharp and who's falling off. It shows. You know, you can be that nigga 10 years ago, but can you
uphold
that shit with the new young guns that's doing that shit you was doing right now and still be older and still hold your position and not look stupid and not look like you reaching and shit, too? That a lot of cats do a lot of features, but they be looking like Pop Wayne's with the one leg up and shit, nigga, because a bunch of these old-ass niggas be trying to do all this trap shit. All this trap shit, like, I'm not saying not be current, but these niggas is flipping their words. They rapping like the Migos. It's grown-ass men in their late
30s. Jay and Beyonce. I was going to bring that up.
Yeah,
Beyonce,
nigga, that's the corniest shit ever.
With the ghost,
nigga, how you
going to
shit on
Migos
Future
bars
for auto-tune, make Death to auto-tune and T-Pain, and turn around, nigga, and your wife using the same formula. You shitting on Future, nigga, and your wife sound like Future on every fucking song.
Hey.
With the Migos, Ghostwriting for you.
You know what I'm saying about Jay. Creativity is at a low. You know what I mean? And
that's why I don't fuck with Jay. Like, he just contradicted everything that he was talking about. All the shit he was trying to clown and make fun of, now, nigga, he trying to be relevant,
bowed
reaching.
And
that shit flopped. That was a flop.
Yeah, he trying to stay
speaking
current.
Of features, that was one of the biggest flops ever. Jay and Beyonce doing the album should have did numbers like Drake shit.
It got you, Drake. That's
fuck
what I'm
out of here. That 150
Drake came
is a fucking
and
flop.
Shitted on everybody. The game
Beyonce
is his.
Can drop an album tomorrow and do 150, nigga, with her eyes closed, nigga.
Right.
Come on, both of them together, that shit was a flop.
And I think that was dropping only on Tidal. I think that was a heat check to see how strong Tidal was as a brand.
That was a fuck with Kanye. And everybody trying to 50 saying, oh, is that Nas? Nah, that was a Kanye shot.
Well, I think if they were trying to take a shot at Kanye, why not release it on everything? Where you get a bigger, you know, platform. A bigger platform where you only release it through Tidal and you only do, what is
because,
it, 175
nigga,
first
Jay,
week?
Jay's, nigga, Beyonce's, nigga, calling certain shots on that shit.
No, I agree.
Jay's not egging on the little diss shots and,
so
you know,
think
dropping
Beyonce's
the,
behind the beef?
Man, she's the younger one. She's the one that's like, fuck these niggas.
Aren't all wives behind the beef?
No, but you got
to
think
out
about
to my wife.
Beyonce.
Behind the beefs.
Nigga, Beyonce is younger than all of us, nigga. She younger than all of us, and she from Houston. When you think about it at the end of the day. So she still got that H-Town shit in there. Once you take the camera off, nigga, she ghetto and country as a motherfucker.
Shout out to all the country ghetto women in Houston.
Oh, yeah,
starting
nigga.
Beefs in the streets.
Yeah, nigga.
Much love.
Oh, we ain't starting no beef, nigga. Thank you for all them late nights and early mornings. All them Texas girls, nigga. I shall return.
Back.
chicken and biscuits.
Hey, yeah, that's my second home right there, man.
For you, it's fried fish and biscuits.
Man.
Oh, shit. I'll eat the chicken.
You eat the chicken. But thank you for joining us tonight, folks. This has been our episode where we broke down features. As always, shout out to
Whataburger, nigga, at 3 a.m. after the club and shit.
As always, shout out to Overtime Hustling, the magazine. You catch that at overtimehustling.com. Stay tuned after we wrap this up for the Overtime Hustling outro. Big shout outs to a couple people, man. Well, actually, more than a couple people. Young Mystic, aka David Soto, Molly G, Rock. Man, I'm forgetting some people. Freezes Christ.
Ralph.
I already said Rock. I said Molly as well. Who else dropped? Man.
David Cash.
Yeah, big shout outs to David Cash. And also my guy Ralph over at the Oversaturated Podcast. Check them out. Check everybody out. You know. But thank you very much for doing those videos, reaction videos. If you'd like to do a reaction video to anything we've said today, has to be under 2 minutes, and you can go ahead and drop that on the Facebook page. Go ahead and throw it in the inbox. Again, that's an Honest Conversation About Hip Hop Podcast. You can find us on Facebook. Drop your video in the inbox. So with that, again, good looking. Check us out on Audio Boom via the Digital Soapbox Network, also on iTunes, Spotify, and the whole shebang. Once again, it's your boy D. Moraney, a.k.a. Hip Hop Old Head. Big ups to my boy Pooh for spitting out generations old lyrics.
To add to that that you was just saying, anything that's on the podcast that y'all got a response to, y'all can post a video and shoot it over to us, whether you hate what the fuck we said or you love it, anything. So if you disagree and you want to give your opinion, then here's your chance to be under 2 minutes.
Put it on all our social media joints. We did that with people I shouted out.
Or somebody will see it and we'll repost you up whether we like it or not, because this is an honest conversation about hip hop.
Exactly.
We're going to give both sides of the story. So, you know, y'all can be more interactive and not just gripe on Twitter like little ass hoe cakes, nigga. You know what I mean?
He brought that. Yeah. In other words, King OG want that smoke. That's what he's saying.
All the smoke I want is OG, nigga.
Bring that OG. Fuck, bring the moon rocks and the Spinderella. OG, Kush blow it out the window. Hey. All right, y'all. We're going to get out. Again, an honest conversation about hip hop. Till we meet again. Peace.
Overtime hustling. We'll be right back.